Appreciating Aging, Part 1 by Maria Fontaine.
Since I turned 70, I've been thinking about the benefits of aging. Even though many of us have already felt some of the disadvantages or difficulties, there are also many good things to be found in this stage of our lives. As we age, we will be happier and it will be easier if we decide to concentrate on the positive aspects of being older. Since we know that this phase of life, like any other, is a gift from the Lord and part of His plan, we can choose to live this stage to the fullest and accept it as a special time from God to experience and grow in ways that will add value to our lives. Just as with any stage of life, aging will bring some major challenges. Everyone's experiences are different. Some of the things that we encounter may seem like major disruptions to our plans, but if we take the time to see the potential those challenges also unlock, we can turn the aging process into a positive asset. As we age, we have valuable gifts to share with others. We have the wisdom and understanding acquired through experience. We have the compassion and empathy gained through confronting life's challenges, losses, and disappointments. We have the vision that we can be valuable to Jesus in ways we might not have realized. Though I admit there are times when the aches and pains and other drawbacks can seem less than beneficial, I'm determined to see these years as a unique opportunity for growth in important areas of my life. I want to continue to run with patience the race that is set before me, looking to Jesus, the author and the finisher of my faith. I'll share some of my reflections regarding how we can live our lives well as we age. These points are by no means the all-in-all about aging. My thoughts are based on my personal situation and life experience. Greater respect for time. Aging brings a more elevated sense of the importance of using our time wisely. I have more motivation to set firm goals while I have the opportunity, rather than putting them off. Leaving them until some other time seems much less secure now because some other time might not come. As the awareness of the priority of making wise use of time grows, it becomes a priceless motivator that helps the distractions of this life fade in importance. This is a gift that age offers. Efficiency through single-mindedness. For me, the key to remembering is to focus my attention on one thing at a time. Since I have as much to do as ever, not trying to do several things at once means that I have to become more efficient in how I manage my time. Rushing faster doesn't work. Instead, I have to find ways to do what is needed by staying focused. To help me stay focused on what to do next, I write down the several things that are on my mind that need to be done in the next little while. This helps me be a better manager of the time that the Lord has given me. By doing this, I'm also learning more self-discipline, which makes forming better habits easier in many other areas of my life. Depending more on others. Feeling less independent, or that you're less able or even incapable of doing some things that you've done in the past, can be frustrating. However, the upside is that needing more help from others brings humility and provides opportunities to encourage others with your thankfulness for their help. Challenges keep our brains active. I'm finding that even though there are many new challenges in my life now, with every challenge, there is always a solution if I'm working together with my heavenly CEO. Because each of our situations will be unique, we have to work together with the Lord to see what the best solutions are for us personally. This keeps our brains active, thinking, developing new ideas, growing, and keeping our minds focused. Attitudes for staying vibrant and flexible in spirit. For many of us, our lives serving Jesus have helped keep us young in spirit, which is an important quality to retain as we age. Being young in spirit is not dependent on how many biological years you've lived. What you choose to believe about yourself is what will be reflected in your thoughts, words, and actions. The more you act on a positive attitude about yourself, the more it convinces your heart and mind of who you are as a part of God's kingdom. You can choose to treat each new day as an opportunity to stay young in heart and vibrant in spirit. As we wait on the Lord, we can renew our strength. We can mount up with wings as eagles. We can run and not be weary. We can walk and not faint. One of my favorite verses says, "So we do not lose heart. Though our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day." What a wonderful promise to hang on to. We can claim the blessings of renewal with each day and each year gained. Health awareness. Besides my first and foremost tool of looking to the Lord in prayer for my health, there is another aspect of health, especially as I age, that I believe is important. This is tuning in more to what is happening in my body. Our health is a very important part of our quality of life, and one that should not be minimized or neglected. So as I age, I find that I'm more interested in researching health challenges, getting reliable counsel, and finding good natural remedies or solutions. Building bonds with other seniors. We seniors have a lot in common, and it's helpful to find a support group. Together, we can help each other appreciate the many positives of aging. We can be a witness of how God can keep us and help us cope and stay positive. A senior support group is a wonderful place to encourage each other and to share notes, tips, and information. More fulfillment with a slower pace. I have accepted that I have to go slower, because I have less energy and my body won't go as fast or work as hard as it did in the past. My slower pace and more intentional approach are far less stressful and bring more peace that Jesus is guiding me. With aging, our slower pace can also give us an opportunity to be an example of love and encouragement to others in ways that our busy lives in the past didn't provide time for. Imparting valuable experience. Being able to pass on our experiences, the wisdom that this life has taught us, our testimonies or our stories both to others around our own age and also to younger generations is a priceless privilege. In your later years, you can be a blessing to the younger generations, and perhaps even a confidant and/or mentor. You can look for opportunities where others can benefit from your loving care, suggestions, and experience. You can help them look forward to what's ahead, not only in the rest of their lives here on earth, but in the life to come. Sometimes your calm spirit and openness to listen to others without judging them can be the key to their seeing you as a haven in the storms of life. In that situation, you have the opportunity to offer suggestions couched in wisdom, gained from a lifetime of experience. Benefits of perpetual learning. If you are learning something new, whether these opportunities are physical or mental, they can help keep your mind active. You may find new activities that you enjoy. Time to reflect on heaven. Your slowing, aging body helps you to have time to reflect on the life to come and to prepare. You may find yourself slowly letting go of this life and reaching for the next one. Sharing compassion and comfort. As you grow older, you generally become more compassionate toward others regarding their illnesses and fears about death. You become more skilled in the ministry of comfort since you can relate to the challenges yourself. The gift of simplicity. Another benefit of growing old is recognizing the simpler blessings in life. You become more conscious of the little things that people do to help you. Living in the moment. I have seen the benefit of becoming more focused on living in the moment instead of always looking ahead and striving to do more. As we get older, we become more focused on the importance of maximizing the experience of where we are today. Filling the empty places. If you are lonely because your children or grandchildren live far away, or your spouse has gone to be with the Lord, or you can't get out so much and see others, you can seek an opportunity to reach out to others who are lonely. It helps fill the emptiness in our own lives when we help fill the empty places in another's.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.